Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
That's right. We are here, and we are the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. Ava's here.
I'm here.
We're here, minus the Don.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling well.
No. Remember I said it didn't sound
like... How have you been feeling lately?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My daughters just keep getting sick, man.
Oh. Well, guess what?
I do have toddlers. And
we're
going
to help you feel better when we get done with the show. It's a lot to talk about. Lots going on. Hang tight. Lots of cool stories. You're going to not want to miss it.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be seen.
As always.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things. It's
but for real, the sickness is, it's for real.
Oh yeah.
It's going around.
No.
But I think with the warmer temperatures, it's going to kill off some things. We can get ready for
mold.
Spring.
And then we can get ready for mold and.
And wet mud season, man. We're.
You'd be surprised.
We're
though,
in the thick of it.
Watch what happens. I read the article. Not that I'm going to be a bearer of bad news for some people, but the polar vortex apparently is flipping.
Oh, I saw that it's going to get cold again.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
how cold, though?
A bunch of snow. Well, it's going to be like 38 as a high and overnight chills, you know, below freezing.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah. Wait to put down my grass seed, huh?
Do not consider that.
Don't do
now.
That yet.
No. Okay. No. Well. No. And the guys getting fishing in, they got fishing in on Friday. It was like 68 in the river. It was jammed. So people were enjoying that. And of course, the Northwest Sports Show's in high gear. People are going to be heading out there today. And
yeah, you're going to be busy.
I was out there on Thursday, Friday, and today I have to. I have another appointment. We have our year-end event that we go through with our ski school, so that's going on up at Wild Mountain, and then I'll be back down to the Northwest Show on Sunday. So if you want to come out. Come on out. I will be there and answer questions on Cheryl's product.
At?
We're going to be, that's at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Okay.
That's downtown Minneapolis.
That's where the boat show is too, right?
The boat show's there too.
Okay.
Yep. And of course, as we reach high and wide and broad with our coverage, check out all the boat shows in your area and the sports shows. A lot of good stuff. I need to pick up some more Dodgers and some different tinsel flies for salmon fishing, and looking forward to that. So that's coming up. And
have a wants and needs list?
Yeah, I did a fair amount of that last fall, but now I'm... When's the last time a fisherman didn't want more tackle?
I know. It's like, I don't know, I really could use more of those.
You see, I didn't say need.
Want.
I want more tackle.
Yeah, well.
Because, you know, there's certain things that you know work, and whether or not you leave them in the water longer because you think they're going to work and they do because you left it in longer, whether or not it's actually, you're giving it the right, you know, fair shake as everything else out there is a question mark. But, yeah, that's going on. Vexus will be down there, a proud sponsor of our show. So they're good. You know, we talked to Tom Wynn last week, and he's going to be at a different show. But we will be down there answering questions if you have anything going on that you're looking for an answer, answer to a question. I will be down there and can guide you to the right location, and we can chit-chat about that too. So I'll be in the River Valley Marine booth on Sunday, and so feel free to stop down and check it out.
We like those guys.
Yeah, they're good friends of the show, and they do a great job with Cheryl as well. So really cool stuff. Speaking of cool people and cool things going on, as I always have to
do. Are you talking about me?
No.
Oh.
It was a guess. I didn't say it was a good guess, but it was a guess.
as I'm always
known to do, highlights within, obviously I'm a skiing fan, but it's always a good spectator sport when you have the chance to watch. And Michaela Schifrin, all healed up from her injury, she has set another record. She's 156 podiums, which means she was in the top three 156 times. She has the GOAT now, greatest of all time in that category as well. 100 wins, first place wins, and 186 podium finishes. So congrats to Michaela. A great job. And unfortunately, she had skied out of one of the other races that she was in. But I think she's going to be all in because next year, you know what's coming up next year? Winter Olympics.
I can't believe that. Fast.
Isn't that great?
Came up fast.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So, yeah, we'll be getting on with that.
And where are we going to be again? Where's the Olympics going to be?
I forget. Italy, I thought, but I can't remember. Man, you had to ask, didn't you? You know, are you going to?
We'll find out after the break. How about that?
Yeah,
we'll
do
some
that.
Research.
That works. Yeah, you know.
Put you on the spot.
Good question. Good question. So, yeah. Well, you know what? What the heck?
Let's figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out right now. While you guys are on air, let's see how fast we can do this.
2026 Winter Olympics.
It's going to be in Milan. Yep. Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. I was right.
There you go.
And that's going to be from the February 6th to the 22nd.
All right.
Literally, I'll do nothing every evening except watch.
Yeah, so we're going to have to record those and watch them back. Just like last year with Paris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they
it's
did
good
a good
to
job
know,
coverage.
You
it
know,
was
just
good.
Plan for it.
Yeah.
The nice thing is a lot of these programs like YouTube TV and stuff will just automatically do it for you.
Well, and they've done a great job of actually broadcasting them in the right order. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Remember?
I dig it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Speaking of writing down in the right order,
good
we're
one.
Telling the stories in the right order.
I hope
so.
We're
going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the wolf-related complaints. They're at a new high in 2024, and we'll find out some details on that, along with some poachers that decided to be a little bit too gabby for their own good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you guys are
well, you have to be bright to do poaching, right?
Well, these guys are, I would say, not the sharpest tool in the box.
All right.
All right. Stay tuned. That and more when we return.